श्री प्रह्लाद उवाच प्रह्लाद महाराज रिप्लाइड परह एन एनिमी स्वह अ किंसमैन अ फ्रेंड च आल्सो इति दस असत ग्राह मटेरियल कंसेप्शन ऑफ लाइफ Pumsam of persons, yet of whom? Mayaya, by the external energy. Kritaha, created. Vimohita, bewildered. Dhyam, of those whose intelligence. Drishtaha, practically experienced. Tasmai, unto him, Bhagavate, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Namaha, my respectful obeisances. Translation, Prahlad Maharaj replied, let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose external energy has created the distinctions of my friend, and my enemy by deluding the intelligence of man. Indeed, I am now actually experiencing this, although I have previously heard of it from authoritative sources. Please repeat. Prahlad Maharaj replied, let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose external energy has created the distinctions of my friend and my enemy by deluding the intelligence of man. Indeed, I am now actually experiencing this, although I have previously heard of it from authoritative sources. Purport, as stated in Bhagavad Gita 5.18, विद्याविनय संपन्ने ब्राह्मणे गविहस्तिनी सुनिचैव शपाकेच पंडिता समदर्शिना A human Humble says, by virtue of true knowledge, sees with equal vision a learned man, a learned and gentle Brahmana, a cow, an elephant, a dog, and a dog eater, outcast. Panditaha, those who are actually learned, the equipoise, advanced devotees, who have full knowledge of everything, do not see any living entity as an enemy or friend. Instead, with broader vision, they see that everyone is part of Krishna, as confirmed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jivir Sharupahai Krishnir Nityadas. Every living entity, being part of the Supreme Lord, is meant to serve the Lord, just as every part of the body is meant to serve the whole body. As servants of the Supreme Lord, all living entities are one. But a Vaishnava, because of his natural humility, addresses every other living entity as Prabhu. A Vaishnava sees other servants to be so advanced that he has much to learn from them. Thus, he accepts all other devotees of the Lord as Prabhus or masters. Although everyone is a servant of the Lord, one Vaishnava servant, because of humility, sees another servant as master. Understanding of the master begins from the understanding of the spiritual master. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado yasya prasadat nagati kutopi. By the mercy of the spiritual master, one receives the benediction of Krishna. Without the grace of spiritual master, one cannot make any advancement. Sakshat haritvena samasta sastrair yuktastatha bhavyate vasadvihi kintu prabhurya priya eva tasya vande guru sri charanarvindam. The spiritual master is to be honored as much as the Supreme Lord, because he is the most confidential servitor of the Lord. This is acknowledged in all revealed scriptures and followed by all authorities. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of such a spiritual master who is a bona fide representative of Sri Hari Krishna. The spiritual master, the servant of God, is engaged in the most confidential service of the Lord, namely delivering all the conditioned souls from the clutches of Maya, in which one thinks, this person is my enemy and that one is my friend. Actually, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the friend of all living entities, and all living entities are eternal servants of the Supreme Lord. Oneness is possible through this understanding, not through artificially thinking that every one of us is God or equal to God. The true understanding is that God is the Supreme Master and that all of us are servants of the Supreme Lord and are therefore on the same platform. This had already been taught to Prahlad Maharaj by his spiritual master, Narada. But Prahlada was nonetheless surprised by how a bewildered soul thinks one person his enemy and another his friend. As long as one adheres to the philosophy of duality, thinking one person a friend and another an enemy, he should be understood to be in the clutches of Maya. The Mayavadi philosopher who thinks that all living entities are God and are therefore one is also mistaken. No one is equal no one is equal to God. The servant cannot be equal to master. According to Vaishnava philosophy, the master is one and the servants are also one. But the distinction between the master and servant must continue even in the liberated stage. In the conditioned stage, we think that some living beings are our friends, whereas others are enemies. And thus we are in duality. In the liberated stage, however, the conception is that God is the master and all living entities, being servants of God, are one. Hare Krishna. One and different. So Narada Muni's instruction to Prahlad Maharaj is being fructified. Prahlad Maharaj here is expressing himself based on that philosophy that he learned from Narada Muni. Thinking one person as our friend and the other to be enemy is asadgraha. Asadgraha is translated as material conception of life. As long as we are in material conception of life, we think this person I like, this is my friend, and the other person I don't like because he is my enemy. One is dear and one is not dear, inferior. This is the mentality of, what is that called, narrow-minded people, not liberal people. Liberal people think everyone is friend. Everyone is our, you know, the whole world is my family. I am nija paro veti ganana laghu cetasam udara charitanam tu vasudhaiva kutumbakam. Vasudhaiva, vasudha, the globe, the whole universe is kutumba, my family. My family means everyone is my brothers and sisters. So everyone belongs to me. Nobody is enemy. That's udara charita. Means liberal characters. Udara charita namsu. So the Prabhupada quotes here from Bhagavad Gita. Vidya vinaya shampanne brahmane gavi hastini. Now one who is pandit. Pandit means learned. Learned means one who has taken bath in the river of scriptures. So he becomes equipoised. For him there is no enemy. Everyone is him. Everyone belongs to him. Everyone is his friend. Vidya vinaya shampanne. Either it may be a dog eater, outcast, a brahmana, learned brahmana, cow, elephant, you know, cow is nice because we take milk from the cows. An elephant is big body and that's ugly and heavy duty. Man. But, you know, so for one who is equipoised, one who is liberal hearted, he sees every living entity equally. So that means the Lord is being resided in everyone's heart. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishta. Therefore, the liberated person, liberal-minded person, will see everyone as equal, as being the temple of God. and material concepts of life in that state, we would think an outcast is chandal, is a muchi, is a dog eater, meat eater, so fallen, I'm a little advanced, so no, I'm not touching. Untouchable, because they're untouchable. Don't touch. In the scriptures, the rules are given that a brahmana, a devotee, a pujari should not touch animal like dogs and cats because they are muchi. Do they take bath ever? No. Anyway, no. They are muchi. The pujari should not touch. Pujari who is going to offer a boga to the deities carrying the offering should not even look to such living entities. They are untouchables. But an advanced soul will see that God is there too. You know? But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was reported one time that the dog has eaten the Mahaprasad, you know, from the offering plate. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur personally went to see where, which place. So he grabbed that place and it's Mahaprasad. You know, that's the sight of a liberal advanced soul. And scriptures tell us how to behave to come out of this condition. Matrivat paradareshu paradrapyeshu loshtavat paradareshu. Not everyone, every woman cannot be your wife, right? There could be only one. And if you are brahmachari, you got no wife. If you are married, you have one wife. And everyone else, you have to respect them as mother. Mataji, Hare Krishna. And to your wife also sometimes you call Mataji because, you know, if you have children, and, you know, through that you communicate. You know, Purushottam, where is your mother? You know, it's a mother. You know. So, because name calling is not allowed. Here, you know, we have grown up different ways. You know, we see people calling names, and a wife is calling husband's name, husband calling wife's names. It is not cultured. They would communicate through the children, you know, my son's mother or my son's husband, father. So there was no direct name calling. Matrivat paradareshu. Everyone else, every other woman is to be respected as mother. That is the culture. That's what Srila Prabhupada established. Every woman should be called as mother. You know. My niece got married. Now I have to call her mother. I mean, she's not mother. You know, as you know, to communicate our culture, I will say, Mataji. She doesn't prefer to say that. But because she is the wife of someone, so we respect her as mother. So in that way, we are on track, on the right track. And paradrabhyeshu loshtavad. Paradrabhyeshu, when we see somebody is having so much money, one day I happened to somebody's office, when I happened to be in somebody's office, and by arrangement, Krishna's arrangement, there was, you know, it was a time for that officer to pay the laborers. So he pulls out a big stack of money from the almira and hands out to the laborers. You know, this is your payment, take. You know, so many thousands of rupees in the stack of bundle of, you know. If I think, oh, that's my money, or I should have that money, or I just, you know, start hankering for that money, it won't be good for me. So Shastra teaches us, when you see somebody's money, how we should behave? Loshtabat. Loshta means? Stone. Well, loshta means it's a, what do you call it? You know, when you plow in the ground, there's the dhela, mitika dhela. What do you call it? Lump of earth. You hit, you know, pick it up and hit in the ground, takes off. And throw in the water, melts. No use. You can't bring a, you know, build a building out of it. So loshtabat, useless. We can't hanker for somebody's money. Somebody had, you know, a big chunk of money, that's his, he had earned this last life. Atmavat sarva bhuteshu, atmavat sarva bhuteshu. And if we think of, if everyone else is feeling and heat and cold like myself, right? Everyone feeling hot, right? Everyone feel hot. And basically, this is a non-devotee, a person who is not practicing devotional life, may think that only I should feel happy, only I should be happy, and everybody should go hell. If somebody pinches you, you feel pain. Right? It's the same to everybody. So as I feel pain, other people also feel pain. So why I should give them trouble? Why I should give them trouble? Atmavat sarva bhuteshu. So I feel pain, therefore other people also feel pain. Therefore I should develop the friendship with them. No enmity. Because this, the mentality of friend and enmity, this dvaita, is all created by maya. Created by maya. Asat graha, material conception of life. And it's difficult to overcome, Krishna says, daivi yasha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya. Difficult to overcome. In the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a statement said that may the Lord be pleased to those people who have fully surrendered to the lotus feet of Him. Because they are the one, they are the only one who can cross over this ocean of nations. Naisam mamahamiti dhisa srigala bhakshe. And those who are not surrendered to Krishna, they will be always attached to this material conception of life and thinking, I am this and everything that belongs to me is mine. This is I, his body is mine, and you know, my wife, my children, my bank balance, my property, my country. Prabhupada says that because of these, people fight each other. You know, I'm fighting for my country. When you die, oh man, where is your country? Where is your country? You're fighting for country, where is your country now? So Srigala Bhakshe, this body is one day become useless and it will be thrown somewhere in the forest. So dogs and jackals will eat, have a feast. You cannot sell in the market this body. You know, if animal dies, you may sell. But human being dies, nobody can sell. Animal dies, people kill animal and sell in the market. But when a human being is killed or dies, it cannot be sold in the market. No value. No money you can earn from this. No value. Swastrigala bhakshe. This ultimately, this body will be eaten by dogs and jackals. And even then, people are so attached to this body. My. Hare Krishna. So those who are surrendered fully to Krishna, they can only come out of this difficult conception of material life. Recently I have been teaching Gurukul boys. In Sanskrit there were some slokas we have been translating and encouraging boys to translate. So there was one sloka, it was the expression of Dundukari, who was a ghost, who became ghost, and by the grace of Krishna he got liberations. He became Vaikuntha man, and he appeared as one of the Vaikuntha person, and he expressed as, first of all, of course, because this happened due to the mercy of Bhagavatam, so he glorifies Bhagavatam. And then finally comes to the point, this body is made of such and such items. It's like this building is made of concrete, there are pillars, there are columns, and so on. This body is made of bones, flesh, blood, the skin, plastered by skin, and nicely made. And this is, even though it looks so nice, but this is a vessel of stool and urine. Patram mutra purishayoho. Nothing good about it. Now, there are places also glorified, this body is glorified. Even the demigods want to take birth in this material world, because you can do a lot more things. And there are two sides, you know, to see what the value of this life is. There, whatever we do is basically, this is a part of stool and urine, toilet. Haribol. Well, from another side you can see this body is the temple of the Lord. If you don't see that, then this body is simply a part, vessel of stool and urine. Whatever valuable things you eat just becomes stool and urine. No jewel come out of it. No gold. Nothing. Whatever valuable you eat simply becomes stool and urine. And still we think that this is mine. This is I. I am so and so. And everything else that belongs to me is mine. Hari Bol. However valuable things you wear or whatever you do, but at the end, what happens? This body will decompose, right? This body will decompose, and this will have three destinations. Of this, you know, this body will go through either of one of these three. When the body will dry, nobody will take care, then it will just decompose on the ground, and maybe some animal like dogs and jackal can eat, and they will pass to finish. And if the body will be honorably buried in the ground, as the Christians do, and then there will be only the worms will eat, the whole body will change into the worms only. And even better than that, any devotee will take to Ganga, by the Ganga, and light a fire and burn it, then the whole body will burn into ashes. So these three things, either you become stool of an animal, or you just transform into a full of worm, or totally full of ashes. So the body has to, you know, these three destinations. So why we are so much attached still? Mind. Astrena sarirena, this is the expression of Dundukari. He says, this is the destination of body. And of course, it is temporary. He says, this body is nourished by that kind of food, that element which you prepare in the morning, and if you not utilize in time, in the evening, that will be bound to spoil. Well, you can keep in the freeze. It will last you more days. The food you prepare in the morning, that will be spoiled in the evening. And that is our, you know, we are getting nourishment from that. And where is the eternity of this body? This will fall apart any day, any time. So he said, asthirena sarirena. He says, asthirena sthiram karma kutoyan sadhaye nahi. This body is temporary. We understood now that body is temporary, one day it will fall apart. So why don't we make effort to make some permanent solution so that we don't have to again take birth and again die? You like to take birth again? No. See? Taking birth and dying, sthiram karma, permanent solution. That's why we are here for, right? We're making permanent solution so that we don't have to die again. We don't have to take birth again. Sthiram karma. Why not people try for this? To make a permanent solution and go back to Godhead. Finish with this material world. Finish with this material conception of life. Devotees are making so much effort. They are building big skyscrapers. So much buildings. And everyone should have some building, some house. Otherwise your wife won't be happy. Yeah? We should have some house, some money to live. But, you know, if you building, you know, you're building a tall buildings, where is our permanent solution? What we are doing for our permanent solution to get out of this material conception of life? We will be engaged in building the house, and then one day gone, we'll have no time to think about. Our next destination. Srila Prabhupada tells a story. That a person from his village, or from some village, he said, went to Himalaya. He went to Himalaya for so many years he practiced austerities. And he obtained a Siddhi. Siddhi means perfection of that austerity that you're doing. That means you are able to do some extraordinary thing. So he achieved the perfection of that austerity. He came back to the village to earn his name, because, you know, he'd been away for so many years. So when he came, you know, he was like big long beards and long hairs, all kind of stuff, and, you know, after so many years, he came back to the village. All villagers got around him and they're inquiring, what did you achieve after so many years you've been away? So he finally announced that I have achieved perfection, because I was performing the austerities, I have achieved perfection. Okay, what kind of perfection? Then he said, I can walk on the water, I will not drown. Everyone said, wow, what a wonderful thing you have done. There was one very clever guy in their crowd. He comes in the front, he said, you know what? All these years of, you know, your effort is just useless. All this effort is equal to 2 paisa, Prabhupada says. Your effort is equal to 2 paisa. What's the use of walking on the water? I can take a boat, pay 2 paisa, and I can get the other side. Conclusion is, utilize this time to solve the problem of death, birth and death, so that we don't have to come back again. What is the use of walking on the water? Yeah? You can swim. Gurukul boys are expert in swimming. We have boats. You take the 2 rupees and get to Navadvip. Why waste so many years just to cross the river, walking on the water? Sthiram karma, asthirena. This body is temporary. So now we must make effort. For what? Make effort to build a permanent solution, so that we don't have to come back this material world again and be trapped in Maya again. So therefore, the process given to us by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is glorious. We simply chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. I have a quote from Srila Prabhupada today. If one has killed an animal, Srila Prabhupada says, if one has killed an animal, one must himself be killed by that same animal. This is called mamsa. Mam means me, and sa means he. As I am eating an animal, that animal will have the opportunity to eat me. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. This much I prepared with a short notice. I was told yesterday to give class today because Maharaj was not available. So any questions and comments, please? Gita Nagari Prabhu. Is there any mic here?
As far as enemies and friends go, I have a little of that spirit where I don't feel anybody is my enemy. But I know there's some people who don't like me. So, as we go through this world, it seems we make enemies even without desiring to or not wanting to. And how does a person who's equipoised deal with enemies, even if he doesn't think that person is his enemy?
From your side, you should be equipoised. See, just like Yudhishthir's name is Ajatashatru. I think I mentioned that last time also. And same as Prahlad. Somebody is enemy to him, but he doesn't think as his enemy. You know? There are so many enemies, they have attacked Yudhishthir. You know, the wife was insulted, the kingdom was taken, and the money was taken, all the wealth was taken, but he thinks nobody's enemy. From your side, you become equipoised. There can be other, there may be enemy and friends, but that doesn't hurt you. Does it make sense? Thank you. Yes. Okay, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Gantaraj Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.
তুমি কখন থেকে বাস করছো? আমি বাস করছি যখন এই জগতে সমস্ত বৃক্ষ
গাছপালা
এই সমস্ত গাছপালা যত কিছু এগুলি যখন সৃষ্টি হয়ে গেছে, গাছপালা যখন এই সমস্ত সৃষ্টি হয়ে গেছে তখন থেকে আমি বাস করছি। তখনই এবার রামচন্দ্র ওই সমস্ত মন্ত্রীদের মহান মহান ঋষিদের তাদের কাছ থেকে উপদেশ দিতে চাইছে কি করা উচিত।
Thank you.